So this is actually, so I mean, it's reasonably natural to discuss the independent dulu assertion here in HPF, because it is, in some sense, one of the applications it's designed for is these Monte Carlo problems, because effectively the Monte Carlo Monte Carlo is a bunch of independent duloops, but we just, with one exception which we'll come to, which is that you've got to do these global sums. So when they designed HPF1, they did independent duloops, which is why I always assert that the initial value of HPF is designed to do two types of problems. It's designed to do regular problems, because that's what the block, etc. distributions are for, and it's designed to do so-called embarrassingly parallel problems like those master-slave Monte Carlo event simulations, where you just loop, in the case of Monte Carlo, you loop over choices of random numbers. Those are different, those are, as we said, the calculation of those integrals can be, the integrands can each be done independently. Now, one thing that's important is you do, when you do an independent do loop, if you had a variable, a scalar variable called VL, in ordinary HPF, VL would be the same VL in all processes, because HPF is a global namespace. The only thing that's different between processes in HPF is the values of array indices. A scalar is always the same scalar in all processes. So all, if you just had a variable called VL or VR, it would be the same VL and VR in each processor. But if you think about almost all computations of the type like those event problems, that's never what you want. When you're doing an independent do loop, and you're doing some computation, and you have some temporary variables which you're using, which are something to do with calculating the integral for this particular event, you want those variables to be different instances for each event, because you don't want them mixed up. There's nothing global about them. So it's very important for that class of problem to be able to define variables which are given separate values in each do loop index. Now, if we hadn't got an independent, a new definition, we could have done this with array. Notice an ordinary Fortran 77, because these are done the do loops are done sequentially, we don't have to address this issue, because it does I equals 1 and has a value of VL, does something with it, accumulates an answer, then it does I, well in this case I equals 3, reuses the same data memory location, but as it's already used up all the stuff it needed to do with the old value of VL, it doesn't need to address the issue that they need to be separate, kept separately. So if you did it in CM Fortran, what you'd do is you'd have to define VL as an array, because that would ensure that they would be done independently. But that's very ugly to do it as an array, because that's not really what you're thinking. If you think about, if you're doing an array, you're going to make these independent, you're going to waste a lot of space, because really you want this as one per processor, where each processor is a sequential processor, not one per instance of the of what we're looping over. So this new declaration is, in principle, quite important. Now, HPF1 made a mistake, which it did not allow you to do reductions, even though, you know, it's sort of sad. HPF, everything that HPF1 did wrong, we knew was wrong. I guess we just couldn't articulate or persuade people what was needed. So I guess one other, if we come again, I want to relate to the Monte Carlo discussion. It's worth noticing that the large Monte Carlos, they can all be done by HPF1, because they're either of the regular grid type, because that's what most spin systems are, block decomposed, regular problems, or they're of these farm methods or these independent methods. So the two types of large-scale Monte Carlos that are the most commonly used are actually applicable in HPF, either through the farm method, to independent, or through just classic data decomposition. All right, so